Hallelujah. How's everybody today? Are you blessed and highly flavored? Are you anointed and appointed? Are you armed and dangerous? All your neighbors know that. Glory. Is it hot in here or is it you? Man, I need some flow. Glory. I'm going to hover in a minute. That's cool. Glory. We are in such a time and season, it is phenomenal. And in this time and season that we are in, there's a great awakening. Are you awakened yet? If you're not yet, you will be. Because there's a lot of things getting ready to happen. And in that, you know, and part of the awakening is the awakening to where we've been deceived. There's an awakening to where what truth is. There's an awakening to what true evil is and true righteousness is. There's an awakening to where the area that we were born in a place, the word says that you and I were born in sin. That means you and I were born in the presence of evil. We were born in darkness. And Jesus came to bring us light to get us out. Amen? But that means that there's something that you and I got to do. You cannot get rescued without cooperation. You could be floating in the water and a boat come by and throw you a life raft and a rope, and you can say, I'm waiting on God. When God's the one that sent it. Amen? So many times we're saying, well, I'm waiting on God, and God is saying, I'm waiting on you. Get off your blessed assurance and get in the river. Amen? Learn the truth, seek the truth, eat the truth, live the truth, and then truth and life will come through you to everyone else. But in this great awakening right now that we are in, again, you and I were born. We didn't realize what we were even born into until we got awakened. And then we looked around and said, what the snap? What's going on here? I've been lied to my whole life. After my visitation from the Lord, it was the first thing that happened to me. I realized I've been lied to. I could no longer believe anything unless I knew what was behind what was speaking. I could not believe anything unless I found the root of what was coming from where the influence was coming from. And so people right now are still believing all kinds of stuff. You've got the media, which is nothing but the extension of Satan's arm. It is the most evil influence, which is going to be brought down soon. You wouldn't believe how much wickedness and evilness is going on behind closed doors. And people are not paying attention because the enemy has a deception in the area to where we stay busy. I mean, when you go to talk to someone, you know, the first thing, how you doing? The first thing they're going to tell you is they're busy. Can you imagine if somebody told you, I'm free? How you doing? I'm free. I'm free from what? Free from everything you believe in. I'm free. To be free from emotional pain, to be free from sickness, to be free. To praise God the way you want to praise God. To be free without religious bondages. To be free and to knowing who you are and who your creator is. To be free to know you are a son and daughter and you have a true eternal father. And you have a true eternal family that loves us. And that you've been born in this matrix to fulfill a mission. See, but the enemy loves to bring false fulfillments. He tries to distract and mislead everyone. People are chasing dreams instead of chasing the king. They don't even realize half of the dreams are not from God. Amen? Would you turn to the book of Revelation, please? We need a revelation. And chapter 12. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7. I want to repeat again that when I had a visitation from the Lord who delivered me and healed me, his first words out of his mouth was, "My Bible is true." So I don't take anything in this Bible that is not true. Now, I'm not saying that there are no other books that are true. Amen. But you and I must eat the meat and throw the bones out. And I also believe that there was interference and there should be more information in this Bible than what is there now. A lot more. But I believe that there was interference so that you and I would not know about Nephilims and giants and demonic forces and what really happened, especially during the time of Enoch, the time of Noah. And all the writings that were brought forth by then that were found, and they were found with the Dead Sea Scrolls. But they were not released and added to the Bible because of the Sanhedrin and the demonic influence that was only going to allow me and you to know so much. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. Because, see, the Holy Spirit not only wrote this Bible, but he's the writer of everything. So when you are filled and dressed and possessed by the Holy Spirit, you'll be led and you'll know all things. You'll know what is truth and what is not truth. Amen? And Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7. Oh, happy days. Let's speak it together. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. And he's talking about what we call the third heaven, or above the third heavens, the place where God dwells. Amen. So we know that Michael was an archangel, and he was battling against the dragon, who was known as Lucifer. Lucifer used to be God's right-hand man. He was the praise and worshiper of the universe. And he was in charge of a third of the angels. And so they were removed from that place and position where God dwells. Obviously because of rebellion, pride. Lucifer tried to exalt himself above God. And God already told him what the end result would be. Amen. So Lucifer got kicked out of heaven and got put out on bail. He's on bail right now. He's got a check before God off and on. You know, he wears one of those ankle monitors. In verse 9, he's under house arrest. Amen. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil. And Satan, who was known as Lucifer. But when Lucifer was beautiful, but when he rebelled, he lost his beauty. But he's also a shapeshifter. So he can turn himself into a beautiful angel. And that's how he deceives people. The word says that the devil will come as an angel of light. In fact, the word says you don't know who you're entertaining at sometimes. And they're called, also some of his servants are known as righteous ministers. So hello. But without the Holy Spirit, you won't know these things. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who does what? Who does what? He does what? Deceives the whole world. Is it stopped? It's still going on, right? Amen. In fact, it's increasing. But his deception is being found out more and more and more. Who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast with him. So that means a third of the fallen angels left with Lucifer, and they rule and reign in the second heaven. And in that place, they go to and fro from the earth. Now, also the offsprings that were produced, because when they put on flesh and went into women and had offsprings known as Nephilims and giants, when those children died, their spirits are known as demons, and they now rule and roam the earth with overseers of principalities, powers of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places. Has everybody got it? And they've infiltrated in the areas of government, political. See, we are living in a matrix deception. Has anybody ever watched the movie Matrix? That's a true reality, let me tell you. So there is something that you and I got to do. I want to talk about that. Verse 10. Is everybody there? And then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brother who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. Now listen, so you got the Lord removing them from heaven, sending them, they're into the second heaven where they rule, and they rule from there, they reign from there, and they reign the earth, they're rulers of the earth. But God said, wait a minute, I'm not going to leave you guys unarmed. So the Christ, and so that's what you see the next verse. It says, then God sent his Christ. Christ is called his eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty, called the anointing, who he put in a body and called him Jesus. He is called the Christ. So you have the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty in a body. He was born of the light, in the light. He was birthed by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one who impregnated Mary. Amen? Not the Pope. Amen. Hallelujah. So in this, we got to understand. I mean, there's so much garbage out there and so much religion and so much deception. And that's all backed by Satan's kingdom. And in this, we've got to understand that the powers of darkness are constantly influencing, misleading, deceiving, blinding, killing, destroying, and causing man to kill one another. And this, we live in a matrix. And in this matrix, there is a matrix deception of influence. And the Christ, by Jesus, because the word says, only way of escape is through Jesus, the Christ. Amen. The only way out is through Jesus, who makes the way, and the Christ, the power to overcome. So God sent his power into the world for me and you, so that we can overcome all of this foolish influence, demonic. The devil came to steal, kill, to destroy. Jesus came to bring life and life abundantly and an escape. Amen. And it says here in verse 11, and they overcame the powers of darkness, the devil, by the blood of Jesus, or the blood of the Lamb. The blood is activated when you repent. Lord, forgive me for my sins. The blood is what allows you access to the throne room of God. The blood is what allows the Holy Spirit access to you. The blood is activated by the activation of your mouth. Lord, forgive me. I repent. Then you're cleansed by the blood. The Holy Spirit has access to you. Even when you blow it again, Lord, forgive me. Of course, if you're going to, you know, go out and party every weekend and try and repent, it ain't going to work. Hello? And it says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, or by the word of promises of Christ Jesus, that has given me and you a testimony. Has everybody got it? Remember, without any test, there is no moaning. Amen? And they did not love their lives to death, which he's expressed already about the formula. Deny yourself, pick up the cross, and fight. Then you can follow, because you can't follow without a fight. You can't follow without a what? Without a fight. There's too many runners and not enough fighters. In verse 12, Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe, W-O-E, without eternity. You without eternity. To the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a what? He's got a short time, and he knows it right now. That's why you're seeing all of this evil being exposed right now. Things that were never seen before, we're seeing it. Things that were hidden are now coming open. Open worship of Satan. Statues of Baphomet. You know, people don't realize that the Baphomet statue, which is associated with music, is a transgender. If you really look at it, it's a transgender. Got the top of a female and the bottom of a male. And that's who they worship. That's where all fame and fortune comes from worshiping that demon. They're called transgenders. They don't know which way they're going. Hallelujah. So we see that war in heaven removed Lucifer and his angels, the third one, into the second dimension, what we call. And is still deceiving, manipulating mankind, causing poverty, lack, allowing riches and fame through the media, through music. Amen. Look at Hollywood. I knew a drug dealer named Hollywood. Hollywood. Think about it. It's famous for its deception. They're all players, aren't they? Every one of them is called an actor. Why? Because they lie. They're playing a part that they lie about, right? I mean, think about it. It's deception. Hollywood is actually a witch's rod. That which they use, that's called Hollywood. So we see all this deception and the influence of the demonic forces, again, like through the media, internet, artificial intelligence, communications, TV. How about money and greed? Look at the influence of that. Lust and sin, traditions and cultures, all right from the Tower of Babel. Religions and education. Look how people are freaking out now in the colleges. Give me my space. I'd like to give you some space. It's called a prison with deliverance. These people need deliverance. First of all, you got to get rid of the teachers that are teaching them the crap. Teaching them lies and deception. This is happening. We should be hating evil. We should be hating these things, not petting them and compromising them and allowing them to have way. We should be exposing them and removing them according to the word of God. We should be hating and being angry at these things. People are being influenced all over the place and causing, again, no normal human being would take a child and rape a child. That's evil. Nobody would drink somebody else's blood. That's evil. The things that they're doing is evil, and they promote it. And they don't care. Again, Jesus said, I'm the only way out. We overcome by his presence and his power and his truth. It's called the anointing. We need to get out of the matrix deception. Amen. 1 John 5. Is everybody okay? Matrix deception. Oh, hallelujah. You know, 1 John chapter 5, yeah. You know, we got to get to a point where we're tired of being lied to. We got to get to a point where we're tired of biting the bait. Verse 18. Let's speak it together. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. We know that whoever is born of God does not what? Doesn't sin. In other words, they don't allow the presence of evil to overcome them. But he who has been born of God keeps himself from the wicked one. And the wicked one what? Does not touch him. We know that, that means there's got to be resistance involved. Everyone say resistance. So there must be a level of resistance that must be maintained to constantly overcome. Does everybody get that? There must be a level of resistance maintained to overcome. If it's not, the enemy knows. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the what? The sway of the wicked one. Again, he's always expressing. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from what? Idols. Idols. An idol is anything between you and God. Even your children can become idol. Amen. Your spouses, your boss, anything can become an idol in your life. Even your vision or your dream. You cannot allow anything to become between me and you. Remember, Paul said, David said, I always set the Lord before me. Why? So we can always see him. See, when you set the Lord before you, nothing can be in the way. So that whatever you're doing, the Lord will say this way, that way, or not now, or go ahead. Is everybody okay? So you and I are supposed to be born of the Spirit of God. We have the anointing to resist evil influence and matrix deception. Why? Because we're actually in a temporary reality, aren't we? Amen? So you and I should be able to see through the temporary reality into the eternal reality by the Spirit of God. In fact, the Word tells us that the Spirit tells us all things and what's to come. So if there's truly relationship, truly, true relationship, nothing matters but him. True relationship. Then everything else falls into place. In John 12, Gospel of John. Is everybody okay? John chapter 12. If I seem a little aggressive today, it's because I am. I'm going to put some fire underneath these seats today. Get people to get up, pull out a sword, and cut off some serpents' heads. Man, I have to turn off the news sometimes. It's like, gosh, I want to dive into TV and choke somebody's neck. How stupid can you be and still breathe? Liar, deceiver. You know, the Word tells us that the devil is the liar. He's called the father of lies. Amen? And it's amazing in all these horror stories, you know, all these goofy movies they have. I've never seen one yet that has said, call on Jesus. You know who they'll call on? Some medium or some witch. It's got no power at all. Although I can't say that because they do have power. In fact, the world is ruled by wizards. That's what this is about. It's ruled by wizards. They are witches. They are warlocks. There's wizards. They gather together. They sacrifice humans. They sacrifice children. They eat children. They do all kinds of wild, inhuman, abominable things to gain power. Is everybody okay? It's amazing how many Christians still celebrate Halloween. And then they call it, what is it? St. Patrick, what is it? All Saints Day? Well, the saints ain't here. I mean, they're here. And I don't get it. So they're celebrating the dead no matter what, which is necromancing. It's amazing how people are still praying to Mary and all the dead saints, which is an abomination and sin. And you go to the true Father to make your confessions. Amen. And they got all these idols and all of these worships and statues and all kinds of stuff where people are going to praying. And John 12, 27. Believe me, I was a Roman Catholic. And I was Roman for the truth. I could live in that confession box. They might as well pack me a lunch and sit in there for a while. Father, forgive me for I've sinned all my whole life. It's okay, son. Go do 25 push-ups, 35 Hail Marys. Hello. And they'd make me kneel before this statue. And I was always waiting for this thing to move. I was an altar boy, too. Or was that a mistake? But one day, out of all of this craziness, I felt God's presence. But I didn't know it was God's presence. I thought somebody put something in my communion. I thought, whoa, this feels good. Never came again. But it still didn't stop me. I still went out and did everything else. So I left my weapons and dope out of the sanctuary when I went in. Then I picked them up on the way out. So I didn't change at all. I still lied and cheated and everything else. I had no power at all, none. Until the Holy Spirit filled me, dressed me, and possessed me, until I truly repented and turned it away. And then I realized that I had to learn. I had to follow. I had to learn an area because I knew I had to resist, because let me tell you, as soon as you get saved, every voice from hell's after you. And so is your own family. You're crazy. They really get really wacky on you. Because they don't know. They're still under the matrix deception. But all of a sudden, for you, the veil's been removed. It's like, whoa, there's something not right here anymore. Are we there yet? Let's speak it. Now, Jesus said, now my soul is what? Troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. Remember, even Jesus thought, man, wait a minute. Are these guys worth it? We could just kill everybody and start over. But I love them. His love overcame everything. But see, he even had to resist, didn't he? I mean, he had to do it 3 times. And then he went to the cross. See, he died in prayer before he went to the cross. But for this, I came to this hour. Verse 28. Father, glorify your name. Then the voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said it was an angel had spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me, but for you. Now the judgment of this world Now the ruler of this world, who is what? Satan, will be cast out. Now I want you to grab hold. He hasn't been cast out. He will be cast out, but he was removed from power and authority over anyone that is under the blood of Christ Jesus. But he can still have authority to influence them. Amen. But we're no longer connected to the world. We're separated. We've been taken and removed from the world. And that's why it says, now the judgment of this world and now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to me. This, he said, signifying by what death he would die. Does everybody understand? Let's go a little further. The people answered him, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Then Jesus said to them, a little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become what? Sons of the light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. Powerful. In other words, he was expressing about the ruler of the earth, Satan, who's enslaved mankind with deception, lust, and fear, and false beliefs, false religions, love of self, and all other things. Can only the way out of here is in Christ. It's the only way out. Where people can cut loose and break away and able to resist Satan's evil influence. So grab hold of something quickly. Because we are in this deception, and we must, again, reach a level of resistance and maintain that level. That's why the word says forsake not to fellowship, assemble. That's why the word tells us to feed on the word of God. That's why it tells us to get filled with the Spirit of God, because we're easily drifted away. Then we fall into chasing dreams and visions and desires and wants instead of the King. And then we fall into deception. We fall into traps that the enemy sets for each and every one of us. So the level of your resistance will be the level of your advancement. Does everybody understand that? Everyone repeat it. The level of my resistance will be the level of my advancement. 2 Corinthians 4. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. I want you to understand something, that the enemy can put the veils back on. The veils of Lucifer can come back on a believer, because a believer stops actually what we call believing. Why? Because the word believes means to follow. So when an individual calls himself a believer, begins to drift from following, the veil is already beginning. That's where you can find yourself compromised, criticized. Amen. All of these things begin to happen. And the lack of resistance is increased, if there's any resistance at all. How many of y'all know you got to resist the enemy so you can go to prayer? Amen. You had to resist the enemy before you came here today. Boy, he probably had all kinds of plans. Got a headache, my back hurt, my foot hurts, you know. The car won't start. I'm out of gas. I got to meet someone. I got to do this. I got to do that. Ay, 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 ay. It's the eye syndrome, right? It's called a demonic pizza. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Let's speak it. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not what? Lose heart. That's called drift. But if we renounce the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our message of truth, called the gospel, is veiled, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. Why? Whose minds, the God of this world, who's the God of this world? Satan, has blinded them, who do not believe, who do not follow. Lest the light of the gospel, of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Do you realize how many people are perishing? Because they don't speak the word, because what you speak is what you eat is what you become. Listen, you can't get rescued on somebody else's coattails. Your pastor can't rescue, your parents can't rescue, your family can't rescue. Nobody can rescue you but Jesus. Everybody should be trained up to become a teacher. How many of y'all know God? Everyone's called to be teacher. Everyone. How does the word get down? How do you tell your family? Everyone is called to be a teacher. It's amazing to me where people don't think that. They come, they eat, they leave, and they don't do nothing. Oh, hallelujah. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded them, who do not follow, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. The God of this age is a fallen angel, Lucifer, called a serpent, the devil, and so forth. Many people call him other things, but names don't hurt him. He's caused mankind to be born, are you ready for this, in his image, until you are born again. You and I are born in the image and likeness of Satan. Now, there's that area to where we are a triune being with a spirit, soul, and body, amen, or there's a triune God. But the birth has been contaminated. So that's why you and I must be born again, because you and I are born in sin. That means we were born in darkness, we were born with veils on our eyes, we were born in the presence of evil. We are offsprings of Lucifer. That's why the devil doesn't want to lose you, because he considers you his sons and daughters. And we served him in a fullness. I'll never forget, after I got saved, he sent his witches and so forth after me. They knew everything about my life. They would come to my house. They even would wait at the service when I would leave. And they would tell me, you know, he still looks at you as his son. I said, I'm not his son anymore. I'm the son of light, not the son of darkness. See, so as you begin to break away and walk away, they send more demonic forces after you to try to get you back and lure you back, so you drift. Again, we must maintain a level of resistance to maintain life. Amen. Is everybody okay? These individuals will perish because the gospel is a message of truth and a message of escape. God always makes a way of escape. But without resisting the enemy, they will perish into damnation without Christ, without rescue. People will be deceived and destroyed for lack of the knowledge of God. The word tells us. God even said, my own people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And what is his knowledge? It's his promises. It's his word. It's his truth. It's eternal. It takes us out of the temporary into the eternal realm. 3 John. Third John in verse 2. Third John verse 2. Everybody there? Let's speak it. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper. Prosper. Anybody know what prosper means? How about increase? Amen. How about advance? Amen. In all things, I pray that you advance in all things and be in good health, just as your soul. So that means your soul must be converted more. Your soul must advance. That's your mind, your will, your emotions, your imagination. They must align with eternity. If they're still staying aligned, if there's more alignment with the world instead of being fully more alignment with eternity, you cannot advance because you won't resist. Remember, the level of your resistance is the level of your advancement. So he says you won't prosper unless your soul prospers. That means you're going to need more knowledge. You're going to need more presence. You're going to need more revelations. And you're going to maintain that arena to maintain the level of resistance. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. You know, you think about, and you've heard me share this before, one of the greatest things of God's desires for his children is that we see what he sees. That's called like-mindedness. He's trying to bring us in alignment to where through his word, through revelations, through dreams, visions, and even trials, tribulations, and sufferings, because we love to suffer. He's trying to align us so we see the things he sees, and so we know his heart. Then we know what's coming. He's a dad that never forsakes us. Remember, prospers to increase the knowledge of the eternal truth. It brings ability to resist the matrix deception of influence. Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24. And we'll start at verse 1. Are you getting this today? Proverbs 24, verse 1. Let's speak it together. Because what you speak is what you eat. What you eat is what you become. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them. For their heart deceives violence, and their lips talk of troublemaking. Through wisdom, a house is built. Now, what kind of wisdom is that? Godly wisdom. And by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. By wise counsel, you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Again, he's talking about wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the eternal truth. You will be able to enter the war of resistance. Amen? Against the matrix deception of influence, which is enforced by Satan's dark kingdom of demons, fallen angels, and earthly servants of mankind. James chapter 1. The title is The Matrix Deception. Or, no. Hallelujah. James chapter 1. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 12, chapter 1. What's it say? Blessed is the man who endures temptation. Is endurance resistance? Yes. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. So listen, we got to reach this level of resistance, amen, and maintain it to maintain crowns. But these crowns we do for him. Hallelujah. Verse 13, let no one say when he is tempted, I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. What's a desire? It's a want. Amen? Desire is a want. It's actually, and when there's an overwhelming desire, it's called lust. Addiction is lust. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, which is the presence of evil. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every precious, perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. To endure temptation, you must maintain a level of resistance by increase of eternal knowledge, the presence of God, and maintain the filling of the Holy Spirit. You know, how you feel is irrelevant. People are always looking for a feeling instead of the healing. Or they're looking for the feeling and the healing instead of the healer. But if you're always looking for the feeling, you always miss it. It's not about a feeling. Because the word says this, once you've completed, once you've done what he's asked you to do, he releases the promise. Once the promise comes, then you sense it. Whoa, I sensed it. So you can sense God's presence. What's the feeling of God's presence? Peace, joy, and righteousness. Amen? There's never anxiety, stress, anger. That's not in God's presence. When God's presence is there, we don't react, we respond. Amen? Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. James 4, 1. Let's speak it together. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires, which is what? It's wants. For pleasure that war in your members. You lust, he just called it lust, didn't he? And you do not have, you murder and covet and cannot obtain, you fight in war, yet you do not have because you don't ask correctly. When you ask, you don't receive it because you ask amiss, that you're going to spend it on your wants and your desires of lust. Then he calls them adulterers and adulteresses. Why? Because these things have become idols to them. Does everybody get it? These things have become idols to them, desires, family, children, everything, dreams, visions, businesses, anything can become an idol to us. It doesn't mean you don't love them, but you don't put them between you and God. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity or hatred with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Anybody want to be an enemy of God? You'd have to be plumb crazy. Verse 5. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace. Now, grace is not God's unmerited favor, which I got to share with you again. It has nothing to do with God's favor. Grace is the plan to escape. Does everybody get it? It's God's unmerited love for me and you. That's why he's making a way of escape. We earn his favor. Does everybody get it? We earn God's favor by being consistent and obedient and a level of resistance. He knows he can trust you with something. But until you've earned that trust, he's not giving it. He gives more grace, more of his plan. Therefore, he says, God resists the what? The proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit. Everyone say submit, surrender, follow God. Then you'll be able to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Amen. So if you're not submitting to the ways of the Lord, can you resist the devil? No. No. That's where our power comes from. That's where everything comes from. So the more you're connected to God's presence, his power, and his truth, the anointing, the more you're able to resist. The more you're consistent to it, the more you're consistent in the maintaining the level. And the more that you maintain that level, whatever level you reach is a level of your advancement. Amen? So we're always going deeper and deeper and deeper and reaching more and more level. Of course, next level is always another devil, isn't it? 1 John chapter 2. If I've ever been attacked by the Borg, you're going to find out that they're going to say resistance is futile. People, what's a Borg? It's a hybrid. It's a cybrid. But you got to say resistance is futile. For what did I say to go? 1 John chapter 2? Praise God. You know, they have a song for resistance. Does anybody remember it? Stop in the name of love before I cast you out. Think it over. 1 John 2, verse 15. I don't remember who sang it. Was that the Temptations or the... No. What's her name? The Supremes. They thought they were supreme. Verse 15. Do not what? Love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. It's simple enough. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour. Wake up. As you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. You can see it all over the news, all over the schools. You know that they're, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but they're actually, this is how deep and wicked it is. They will actually set up their own stages and murders to distract. 9/11. All of these. These shootings in the schools. How they use people to do these things. And when you find all the connection and where it goes, look at all the massacre that was in Las Vegas. Or they won't even follow that through because it was our own CIA that did it. You don't think there's wickedness in our government? Wickedness in certain militaries? Wickedness in these services? And these? It's disgusting. Who do you think armed North Korea with all the nuclear weapons was the CIA? I mean, this is crazy what's going on, but it's all coming to the surface. Again, I don't care if the world is flat, square, triangular, or round. I don't care. We're still in a matrix deception where we've got to get out and maintain a level of resistance to make it out. Amen? Verse 19. It says they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have a what? An anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Because that same Christ that came, his Spirit now dwells in those who've been filled and baptized with the Spirit. And they know all things. Is everybody okay? But you have an anointing, and you know all things. That's powerful. And the anointing is the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. So we need to stop chasing everything else and start chasing Christ. 1 Peter 5. First Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. Hallelujah. First Peter 5 verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit. That's submit. Yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another. That means respect one another. And be clothed with humility. God resists the proud, gives grace to the humble. Therefore what? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. In other words, it's coming. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober. That means be alert. Be vigilant, which means what? Be consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Do you understand that he's a roaring lion? That means he's nothing but a big mouth. Amen? To influence. Everything that is going on through media, through everything, is to influence, to influence, to influence, to influence. So that we do not resist. But it says right here in verse 9, what does it say? Resist him. Steadfast, it means consistent in the faith, which is in the truth of Christ, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Everybody goes through it. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you suffered a while because of mistakes, may he perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and do what? And settle you. Very powerful. So we've got to get to a place where we resist the matrix deception of lies and influence that brings doubt and fear and torment and bondage, even sicknesses and diseases, sin and destruction. Again, the level of your resistance will equal the level of your advancement. 2 Peter 1. And verse 2. Second Peter 1, verse 2, let's speak it. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in what? The knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power is given to us, all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly and great precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through Christ. So here is the key. Christ is trying to get his divine, the fullness of his divine nature in me and you. Because it was his divine nature that overcame the temptations. His divine nature that overcame everything so he could get to the cross and die for me and you. His divine nature is carried by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it's fed by the knowledge of Christ Jesus. That's what we call the anointing, the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. Is everybody okay? And verse 4, by which have been given to us exceedingly great precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through what? Lust. Lust. Lust will cause weakness. But also for this very reason, give it all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even blinded, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his sins. Therefore, brethren, be more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you and abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to go to Philippians 3. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? I think we'll close here. Philippians 3. Is good. In verse 8. Philippians 3, verse 8. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. And what a powerful statement. I mean, what a powerful statement. The knowledge and the reality. You know, after my visitation from Northern Ireland, I was the richest man in the world. The riches of knowing him was so overwhelming to me that there wasn't an amount of money that could fulfill that. Nothing. To me, I felt like the richest man in the world, and that I just met the riches and had access to the riches of all things, not only eternal life, but the one who gave it. Verse 9, and to be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Verse 10, that I may what? Know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I already attained or am already perfected, but I do what? I press on. To press on, do you need to resist? Yes. That I may lay hold of that which for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the what? The goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will even reveal this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you continue to quicken us and revive us, that we may step into the arena of complete submission and resistance to the level that you've predestined us, so that we may advance according to your will and your way, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Praise God. Prepare your hearts for communion.